Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today here on the program. We'll be taking your phone calls, your emails, your text messages, and more. Plus, we got a lot of news to talk about here today. What a bunch of interesting, weird stories we've got to talk about on the program. We have the usual stuff, like the Wednesday Night Wars tonight, Ring of Honor, TNA, and NXT. Samoa Joe versus Tyler Breeze headlining the NXT show. We have got the Raw ratings for Monday night. The Raw ratings for a show that did not involve John Cena, Randy Orton, Undertaker, or Brock Lesnar. How did the show do? We're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got a WWE injury at the SmackDown tapings to talk about here today. The Young Bucks have announced that they have signed an exclusive deal. Where are they going? We'll tell you about that on the show today. Plus, a story I've got to talk about. Rising Fighting Championships, the alleged replacement of Pride Fighting Championships in Japan. They have been searching for a replacement. They had an idea for a fighter that would be facing Fedor Emelianenko. People were unimpressed, and so they're searching. And Ariel Helwani wrote an article about the search for a new opponent for Fedor Emelianenko, and he offhandedly mentioned that Gabby Garcia, who is a huge, multi-time, world Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion, is going to be having her first ever MMA fight. And under consideration for an opponent is TNA's own Lady Tapa, the daughter of the Barbarian, with no mixed martial arts experience whatsoever, no grappling experience that I'm aware of, nothing. We got to talk about this on the show today. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's the Yellow Tag Event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a three-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today. Phone calls, emails, text messages. The studio line here, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. The toll-free line, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. What could be easier? And the text message line, if you'd like to send us text messages here today, 425-780-7566. That is only for text messages, 425-780-7566. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervive. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. So get a hold of us here today, whatever is on your mind. What is on my mind, Mike, you didn't hear the opening segment, is Ariel Helwani today in an article about the search for an opponent for Fedor Emelianenko. Ariel noted that they're looking for an opponent for Gabby Garcia. Gabby Garcia is a multi-time Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt champion.
Could you describe her?
She's large. Large. Anyway.
This is not a joke. She is a big woman, and anybody that saw, which Tough was it that she was featured on? Was it?
I can't remember, but
it's probably
she's
the
very
most
scary.
Attention she's got. Yeah.
She's very scary. Suffice to say, he's talking about these opponents that they're looking for Gabby, and he notes that among those being considered, Lady Tapa of TNA. Now,
really?
To the best of my knowledge, Lady Tapa, she did play some football. She played volleyball. I think there was another one as well. I never heard anything about her doing amateur wrestling, about her doing any sort of mixed martial arts. Maybe she trains a little bit, but even if she trains a little bit, this is Gabby Garcia in a mixed martial arts fight. I realize that Gabby is the, or that Lady Tapa is the daughter of the Barbarian. It was one half of my favorite tag team of all time this week. But this does not seem like it's going to be a fair fight.
It's not going to be a fair fight. I mean, you could, you know, anybody out there can make jokes about Garcia's, you know, size, but I mean, she's well over 6 feet, and not only that, I mean, she's a
grappler. Black belt champion. What more do I need to say here? She's huge. She's great. She's good at her sport.
Well, that's the thing, is more than any of that other stuff, because I mean, this isn't exactly Zulu Zinho, who technically I believe had a black belt in something when he fought Fedor. I mean, this is a renowned, badass woman who is very good at what she does, whose size obviously works to her advantage, and against a novice could do some damage. And there are too many women who have trained, and there are too many women who have competed in competitions up to and including Abu Dhabi who need to be selected over taking. I know it's all about the freak shows. her presence there is going to be a shock for a lot of people seeing her for the first time. So to go with just a novice opponent, if that's the case, and Lady Tapa may have some great amateur career that we don't know of, but, you know, just but from how it sounds on the surface, they're looking for a really a freak show that I don't know. Too many other women out there.
All I know is that I actually don't expect Lady Tapa to get hurt if this fight takes place, because I can tell you exactly what will happen. Takedown, mount, armbar, or takedown, mount, a little bit of ground and pound, rear naked choke, submission. So one or the other.
May not even get ground and pound, because she may go down and just turtle up and that will be it, and just that's it. That's insane. Yeah, this is a fight that won't last any longer than 15 seconds, as long as there's not a bunch of backpedaling. And even if there is, it doesn't matter. I mean, this woman is actually way, way, way too skilled.
I'm not disrespecting Lady Tapa. I don't want anyone to think that. I'm sure she's tough. She's the daughter of the Barbarian, who is a tough dude. However, the Barbarian's partner in the best tag team ever, Meng, the Faces of Fear. Meng was the toughest guy around. He was renowned as the toughest dude. And when he had offers from UFC, he didn't take them. Because no matter how tough Meng was, he knew, this isn't my game. This isn't my world. He knew better than to take a mixed martial arts fight. I just think this is a bad idea. It may not happen. It is just one of the opponents in consideration. Which begs the question, so if Gabby Garcia is a multi-time black belt world champion, where are all of the other black belts she beat? None of them want to take this fight with Gabby?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, with all of these competitions all over the world, up to and including Abu Dhabi, there's got to be somebody out there. And I can understand if you're in Japan and it's New Year's Eve and this, that, and the other, and you don't want much of a threat to her, although I don't, you know, God knows, I don't know that scene, so I don't know who could be considered a threat to her, but you can at least get somebody who is a little bit further down the pecking order, who may not be a quote-unquote threat to her because you want to feature her, and go ahead and go do it that way. I mean, to me, that would be the way you go. So I don't get it. That's the second one I don't get today. You know, the UFC, I thought, was putting Paige Van Zandt into a little bit of danger. I know Joanne Calderwood had not looked great in her last couple of fights, but I still thought it was going to be a significant step up for Van Zandt. Now, for whatever reason, and as of the time of doing this show, at least I didn't see what the reason was that Calderwood had pulled out. But I most certainly see that Rose Namajunas is now taking her place. And tell you what, if Van Zandt beats Rose, man, you really do have to take her seriously. And then you really do have to, even though, you know, in reality, it's way too early, you have to start looking down the line and going, okay, do we want to do Paige and Joanna at some point in 2016, even if it's a little bit further down the line, because they're going to have so much stuff going on to space it out. But if she does win and look impressive, that talk's going to continue. And I guess why not? Why wouldn't she make the fight in 2016?
We also have this text here from somebody asking about Kurt Angle. He's teasing an announcement involving Bellator, and everybody's wondering if he's going to announce that he's going to fight. I sure hope not. Honest to God, my gut tells me that that's not going to be the announcement, because I've seen a lot of tweets like this over the years, including one by the Young Bucks, where they made an announcement about signing somewhere or making a decision or something like that, and I think that it was designed to lead people to believe it would be WWE or something. They ended up signing an exclusive deal with the Ring of Honor, and they will still be able to do all of their New Japan dates, but they did announce that today. They're not going to Lucha Underground. They're not going to WWE, but I just feel that this is a teasing tweet to make you think that he's going to have a fight. But the guy's 45.
Who buys this at this point?
Well, he may announce he's fighting. It is Bellator, and it is Kurt Angle. And I'm sure that on his bucket list, having a fight is way up there. By the way, that reminds me. This Rising Fighting Championships, they are talking about doing something that a lot of people have talked about for a long time that I think is a bad idea, but realistically, there are worse ideas. The bad idea is they're talking about having a senior division. Like, if you're over the age of 45, you'll only be fighting other people over the age of 45. Now, they do this, obviously, in grappling competitions. There's a master's division, which I think used to be 35 and is now 30. I'm what? 10 years past the master's division.
30? That's cruel.
I think there's another, I think there might be another term they use for over 40. But anyway, the point is, there are divisions, obviously, by age in grappling. And so they're talking about in mixed martial arts, you have a division for those over 45 or whatever the age limit might be. I think it's a bad idea because I don't think you need to be fighting over the age of 45, but it would be better if you're going to fight over the age of 45. At least you'd be fighting other people over the age of 45. And it is Kurt Angle. I'm sure he wants to do one fight. I don't know what his announcement's going to be. My gut says he's not fighting, but we will find out, I'm sure, soon. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, as usual, I spoke too damn soon. I just got this press release here, literally right after we went on the air. It's true, it's damn true. Bellator MMA signs former WWE and current TNA superstar, Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle. Angle's set to join the already awesome Bellator MMA Fan Fest at Dave & Buster's, and he will be attending Bellator 145 on November 6th at the Scott Trade Center. Combat sports fans from around the country will converge on Dave & Buster's. Bellator announced today that TNA superstar, former WWE superstar, and Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle will join the epic lineup, which is already packed with star power, Kimbo Slice, Liam McGeary, Hoyce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, and Tito Ortiz. They have not officially announced that he will fight.
Yeah, very notable, the wording there.
But he is signed to Bellator, and that certainly is going to lead people to think that he is going to fight.
Ken Shamrock doing the job for him?
Hey, Shamrock has announced, apparently, right around the time that Angle announced that he was going to make an announcement, that he also had an announcement coming up. So it could be Ken Shamrock versus Kurt Angle.
And this is at the Scott Trade Center, correct? That's what you
said? He's just showing up there for that. He's not actually fighting on that show. But yes, okay. It's at the Scott Trade Center.
Be interested to see, check out all the state athletic commissions and everything, because I don't care if they do announce him for a fight. How is he supposed to get, again, unless you do what you're talking about? I mean, I've always been a fan of those competitions. I think UFC should do it when they have long weekends. And I guess they are with seminars and things like that, and have, you know, older guys come in and you can do some things like that. And having exhibitions is no big deal. If Kurt Angle wants to put on, you know, a wrestling exhibition, I'm fine with that. If him and Ken Shamrock want to spar a little bit, have fun, I'm fine with that. But if he's announced for a fight, I'm immediately going to think it's going to be a bait and switch down the line. And I don't think I'm the only one who would think that. On top of, how does Kurt Angle, if that were to be the case, how does he even pass an athletic commission? I mean, this is insane.
Ed, by the way, says, Gabby Garcia in her last competition lost to a girl more than 50 pounds lighter than her. What does that have to do with anything?
Lost to him.
If it was a competition, that means that her opponent was also a jiu-jitsu black belt, probably a champion. She was not Lady Tapa. Let's go to the phones here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of wrestlers, too. I mean, until there was the weight limit of 285 for college amateur wrestling, I mean, it's just like the stories. Who was the big guy from the AWA that was signed? Dave Taylor. I forget what the guy's name was. Big, gigantic guy that actually was in the Olympics. You know, he's 400 pounds. I mean, you can't do that anymore. But, I mean, those guys can still be beat. You know, technique can beat size. Oh, Chris Taylor, thank you.
There is always an absolute in these competitions where you can enter regardless of your weight class. And yes, often small people beat big people in the absolute. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, this is Logan from Ohio. And actually I have three questions, two of them having to do with MMA and one generally doing with wrestling.
Well, let's get going.
Okay, so two of them. Kurt Angle, man, signing with Bellator, he's just basically a heart attack away from overworking himself. Next thing is, out of everyone in the current day and age of wrestling, who would be able to make the cut into MMA? And now that ADR has the U.S. title, would he be able to show up on AAA television with it?
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Well, first off, I mean, he can do whatever Vince McMahon allows him to do. I mean, he's under contract to WWE, and so if Vince says you're welcome to go to AAA, drop the mega title as U.S. champion, I don't in a million years see that happening. I mean, if Vince lets him go to AAA to drop the mega title, then I don't think he's showing up with the WWE U.S. title belt on. He's just going to show up with the mega title, drop it, and that'll be the end of that. And Conan was backstage at Raw Monday, by the way, and he took photos with a bunch of different guys, including Del Rio. So Del Rio and AAA must be on decent terms, and they must think that he is really going to go back there and drop the mega title before his big run in WWE continues. As far as guys from wrestling going into MMA, it's everybody that you would expect. If a guy has a good amateur background, like a Dolph Ziggler, a Jack Swagger, Del Rio obviously has MMA experience, so guys like him, those are the guys that would have the easiest transition. If you've got a good amateur wrestling background, obviously that puts you high on the list because they seem to transition very well.
Could you imagine if Hook and Shoot was still active with tag team competition and we could have Gable and Jordan against somebody doing that?
That would be, hey, Gable would be awesome. He was, I don't know if you're aware, Mike, he was an Olympian, as he's noted many times. And Will here says, Gabby lost to Mackenzie Dern, and only by an advantage that Gabby was unaware of. Unaware of?
Well.
I never buy those. I was unaware of the rules. How many championships has she won, and she was unaware? Maybe it's true, but I'm skeptical.
Can you imagine how many gold medals she must have like laying around the house from all the competitions? It's got to be insane.
More than me, I'll tell you that. Studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. And you can send us a text message at 425-780-7566. I will also be monitoring my Twitter if you'd like to contact me there. Tony in Omaha says, if you peruse the Google machine, you'll see that Gabby is not as large as she once was. She has lost a lot of muscle mass recently.
That's probably for the best.
Usually when you're that size, it is for the best. Tony in Omaha here, if you peruse the Google... Oh, wait, I just read that one. Any chance of having...
It doesn't matter. Bottom line is she's 6'2".
I thought two people sent me the same message. Any chance of having Meng on the show? I'd love to have Meng on the show. I would love to have the Barbarian on the show.
I'd like to have Tama Tonga on the show to know what it's like to grow up Meng.
Tama Tonga's awesome.
Yes, he is.
He is quite great. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? On the toll-free line. Hello there. Going once. Going twice. I love when people call, but they can't figure out how to talk. Try it again, buddy. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That's a toll-free number. And make sure you don't have it on mute. Raw ratings from Monday night. Last week, the show did 3.357 million viewers. This week, 3.354 million viewers. Down ever so slightly, but only ever so slightly. So it's not the end of the world, I guess.
Still better than 2 weeks ago, and again, at least holding pat, which for right now is all you can ask for. And anybody that saw the, whether you adored it or just thought it was okay, the pay-per-view on Sunday, coming back with Raw, you know, SmackDown doesn't really matter what happens there, frankly, in the grand scheme of things, at least right now. You know, at least that's one to grow on for next week. I don't know what Monday Night Football is, but if you can at least maintain for right now, you should take that as a victory.
It essentially was the exact same number, but the good news was it did not die as bad as the week before. Fell all the way down to 3.123 million last week, only fell to 3.214 million this week. So that is a little bit better. We don't have an update, at least an official update, but Rusev did suffer an injury at the SmackDown tapings last night. I don't know the extent of it. It appeared to be an arm and or shoulder injury, and they actually stopped the match. And so I guess we'll find out very soon, but as they say, when it rains, it pours. Another one taken out in this cursed Lana Rusev Dolph Summer storyline, which is since wrapped up and he still can't catch a break.
Actually, that may be for the best for him. I know there supposedly were not going to be any ramifications, you know, rained down upon him or anything like that. And I guess you could say in the time that Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar and John Cena are gone and The Undertaker is tied up with Bray Wyatt, that this could be a good time for him. But let's be realistic. Hasn't been a good time for anybody. WWE has to prove itself. And him going away for a while and coming back, hopefully with some oomph and some forgotten about bad feelings, would be a great thing.
Studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
I took a look on the Google machine at that Gabby. With that muscle mass, I find her quite scary, and I know for a fact that there's no way I would want to be in any type of combative environment against her. Good luck to anybody they think find to go up against her. And this Kurt Angle thing, I'm kind of with you guys. This might not be a good idea if we put Kurt out there in a MMA fight. But you know what? It is free will. And if he somehow managed to miraculously pass something, I say all the power to him. Let him go.
Well, I want to say one thing. I want to thank you very much for the call. I want to say one thing about a potential Kurt Angle versus Ken Shamrock match. Let me preface this by saying I don't think it's a good idea. I don't want to see it. I don't think either man should be fighting at the age that they're at right now. But if they both make it through training camp and they both make it into the cage, I actually don't think either man would seriously hurt the other. I just don't.
Why is that?
I just don't think either has the ability to really badly hurt the other, especially with a referee in there. I mean, unless Angle is a complete numbskull and he gets put in a heel hook and he refuses to quit, yeah, then he's going to get hurt. But if they're both willing to tap and the referee's willing to jump in, I don't think anyone would be badly injured in that fight. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now, sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
They're out there, gunk, corrosion, and wear, relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion, and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Our own Josh Nason of WrestlingObserver.com contacted us during the break and said, I confirm with Bellator PR Kurt Angle is signed for FanFest. Kurt Angle is not signed to an MMA fight contract. That is, of course, at this time. He could sign, I guess, down the road. But for now, any talk about Kurt Angle versus Ken Shamrock, Kurt Angle versus anybody, that would all be premature. He is merely signed for the fan fest that we talked about earlier, that a number of MMA stars are going to be at leading at to that Bellator show at the Scott Trade Center. Want to mention,
all
by the way,
these sleight of hand tweets that everybody like clickbait. This is what's going on here.
Didn't I say that at the beginning of the show that this was just likely some sort of?
It's been a whole day of this, just seemingly across the board. The only straight up tweet I've seen that it can be believable is, remember Kevin Condren, who appeared on this show during Chikara Week? He's now Snowflake.
Wow.
I'll have to retweet that out.
All right, please do. Couple of notes. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be returning to the show this afternoon, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. UFC, one of the 15 best fighters in the world at his weight. We'll be talking about all sorts of different things on the show today. Also, a lot of great Observer radios. Bobby Lashley was on the show yesterday talking about his upcoming fight against the Colossus, James Thompson, at the Bellator show. Tonight on Observer Radio, Hall of Fame month continues. We'll be joined by Matt Farmer, as well as Dave Meltzer, talking about the historical Hall of Fame candidates for the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. And tomorrow on Wrestling Observer Radio, Bob Backlund is going to be on the show. He wrote a great book. For those of you that have been watching Retro Raws, and you see the guy and you think, this dude is completely out of his mind. Let me tell you something. He's just a very, very good worker. His book is awesome. Bob Backlund on the show tomorrow. All of these only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. $10.99 a month gets you all of these shows, not to mention every show we have ever done dating back a decade. 7,000 plus shows in the archives, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. You will not regret it if you love this show. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to know your thoughts on the huge pops that Roman Reigns got on Raw. Do you think his great performance at Hell in a Cell had anything to do with the reaction that he got, or is he just a big star at San Diego?
Well, I thought that, I mean, San Diego is part of it and L.A. is part of it because they're both hot crowds, but I think it's possible that they had such a good match at Hell in a Cell and he took such a beating and still won that fans may have grown a begrudging respect for him. Now, the problem with my own theory is that I also thought that when Seth Rollins shattered John Cena's nose in that Raw match and John Cena with a deformed face continued working the entire match and showed that he's one of the toughest guys around, I thought that would lead to begrudging respect for John Cena. Boy, was I wrong. So it may have just been San Diego is a town with a lot of families. It was an earlier start time. Maybe at the end of the day, they're going to show up on Raw Monday and he's going to be booed out of the building. I know that he was booed a little bit at the SmackDown tapings. It was just one show. So we'll find out on Monday. I would like to think that his match with Bray Wyatt got him more over, but historically that doesn't happen so much these days with guys that people really don't like.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, and you know, maybe people should pull back and go, you know, kind of survey the scene and go, you know, what exactly do you want here? Is he really the worst option in the world? Is he really the worst guy in the world? When you look up and down that roster and you look at what's out there, you know, AJ Styles isn't going to walk into the company, be AJ Styles and be world champion. James Storm's not coming up from NXT. Daniel Bryan is it's not Roman Reigns' fault that Daniel Bryan is in the position he's in, either physically, with how Vince views him, with how anybody views him. Again, Roman Reigns has gotten a lot of stuff heaped upon him that really wasn't his deal. And I know that somebody can go, well, that's, you know, that doesn't matter. And hey, you can boo who you want. I think it's kind of gotten to be overkill with like, well, okay, that's fine if you don't want him. What do you really want here? And even if you got what you wanted with whoever it was would be in that position, how do you think they're going to be treated? Look what the past history is. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens going forward here. But I hope there's something more to come out of this.
To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? This again? You're on the air going once. Going twice. Goodbye. The Young Bucks have signed with Ring of Honor. They will be allowed to continue working New Japan as part of this deal, but as noted, no WWE, no Lucha Underground, and I don't know. They both have kids. They're both nearing 30. And I know they make a lot of money on merchandise. They're getting a lot of bookings. Now they'll be getting at least regular pay through Ring of Honor. But it seems to me that now would have been the time to jump on a WWE deal.
Nope.
No guarantee. Think about this. Look at all of the James Storms and Samoa Joes and indie darlings that are now getting signed by WWE. A mere 2 years ago, this would not have happened. 2 years ago. So let's say they signed a 2-year contract with the Ring of Honor, and maybe their minds are thinking, well, bodies still feel pretty good. Let's go have some blow-away matches and not have to deal with the politics and everything like that and spend more time with our families. And maybe in 2 years, then it'll be time. You don't know what this business is going to be like in 2 years. Nobody does. It changed so quickly in the last 2 years. It could swing completely in the other direction 2 years from now. Or maybe it will continue the way it's going and they'll be offered an even bigger deal in 2 years, even though Vince McMahon did make a decree, we're not signing anybody from Ring of Honor because they have merchandising deals elsewhere and I don't want to deal with it. It's a very interesting decision they made, and I hope it works out awesome for them.
I think it's a no-brainer for them. I think it's a lot like the Briscoes.
No-brainer.
Yep.
You wouldn't even consider anything else.
Right now, because the option will probably be there in 2 years, they get to keep all of their money now, correct? Off of these T-shirts, which are not like, you know, they're not $5 T-shirts. They're $25 or whatever it is. Get to keep all of the money off of that. They have, you know, they're making,
well, I don't know,
like
who's doing their T-shirts. If they're going through Pro Wrestling Tees or something like that, then no, they're not keeping the whole thing. They're getting a bigger percentage than they would get in WWE, but they're also selling far fewer than they would in WWE.
Not necessarily. I mean,
guaranteed.
You know,
they sell a lot of shirts in WWE.
Really? Because if they sign a WWE contract and they're not actually in WWE and always stay in NXT, they're really going to sell that many more?
As NXT stars, I have no idea, but the NXT merchandise is doing pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying that it's not, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not all that different than what it would be. And I just, again, if you are making as much money as, you know, you indicated, they are making really good money. They get to do what they want. They have a home base in Ring of Honor, which keeps them, I think, you know, I don't know if it's relatively close to home or anything like that, but you know, sometimes if you're comfortable and you're happy and your family situation is great and you have money in the bank and you've saved it and you're still making money and you're saving that too, maybe sometimes that's more important than who cares. I mean, what? So a WWE fan, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't have said it's a no-brainer. But I think at this point in their careers, with how happy they seem to be all the way across the board in their life, why go through the hell if you don't have to, or if you're not 100% about it? You know, you've seen guys go in and out of there. You've seen your friends go in and out of there. Maybe it's just not for them.
Well, that's why they signed in Ring of Honor. I'm just saying, I'm not sure long term if it was a great idea, but we'll see.
Why? But tell me why it's such a great
idea.
Because
I just explained that. Because in 2 years, there's no guarantee that WWE is going to have any interest in them. WWE.
Yeah, but who cares, Brian? If there's money in the bank, they're happy with their family, their kids are growing up, they can still work in other places, then so what?
Because if you think that they're going to retire on Ring of Honor money, I think that you're in for a big shock. Because I don't think they're going to.
I'm aware of what Ring of Honor guys, for the most part, on skill make, okay? And I understand that. But I also understand if you have a spouse that's working, if you have saved your money, if you have other streams of income coming in, which they do, if you are saving your New Japan money, your PWG money, and these other places, in 2 years, it's not all going to dry up for them. The wrestling scene may not be the greatest in the world, but again, if they're financially secure enough and they're happy with their art and what they do, what does it matter?
I just explained it, but that's fine.
I know, disagree. But you know what? I can guarantee
you. I would take the WWE deal at that age.
Sell out.
I am a sellout. I have a family. I have a daughter on the way, for crying out loud.
I do too, but and there's other things that I could do, but that I'm, if I'm happy doing what I'm doing and I'm paying my bills and I got some money in the bank and my 401k is okay, then why shouldn't I be happy?
Those are
Let me
all...
go travel for 360 days and not see my kids. That makes
Mike,
a
listen,
lot of sense.
I don't know what their 401ks look like. They may be empty. I don't know
like
what their bank accounts
this to
look
the,
like.
You know, in 2 years, oh God, what's the market? Who cares? If they're happy and they got money, who cares? WWE should not be everybody's, it's not everybody's holy grail. And money is not everybody's answer.
All right. I will remember that. I will remember that. Let's go to the phones. You are on the, what is this person doing? He's calling and hanging up repeatedly. 1-844-411-5411, 425-488-0525. Give us a call. Let us know what is on your mind. WWE announced today that Mata, Daria, Patrick Clark, and ZZ, as well as Amanda, have all signed with WWE. They made the announcement, and apparently this is Triple H's new deal, that all signings are going to be announced on WWE.com. So, we'll see how long that lasts. I would guess probably not very long.
Well, that's as long as Triple H is gets to have the tagline, whether it's a tweet, no matter what it is. And we've seen this. I mean, this was at Sin Cara. Was that the first one that he was actually at, and it was a big deal for him to make the announcement?
This guy here says Mike is right about the Young Bucks. Buddy says, WWE really hasn't ever shown interest in them, and they don't need it. Well, that's incorrect, because WWE has shown interest in them. That's fine, everybody. You can think whatever you want. It's
as
everyone's...
long as you think Brian's right.
No, it's everybody's own decision. It's everybody's own decision.
Then why are you second-guessing their decision, going, well, in 2 years, then why... then
Because,
it's
Mike,
their decision,
we don't know the future. We have no idea what the future holds. And if they're holding off thinking maybe in 2 years they'll take that big money WWE deal, it may not be there.
A lot of things happen when you travel and you're away from your family, and something could happen there. And then you go, do I get that time back? So if you're happy doing what you're doing and you're satisfied and you are financially secure enough to take care of your kids, then who cares?
Mike, I said if they're happy with it, great. I'm saying that as a business person, if I were looking at the rest of my life and my family, I may take the big money at age 30. That's it. They could do whatever the hell they want. They could go to Shimmer if they wanted to. I don't care. To the break, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Francisco Aguilar of the Nevada State Athletic Commission sent out an announcement today. As a reminder to the general public, the Nick Diaz disciplinary matter will not be on the agenda at the regularly scheduled meeting of the NSAC on Thursday, October 29th in Vegas. Settlement discussions between the NSAC and Mr. Diaz and his counsel are ongoing.
Ooh, backing down, are they?
Well, they're working on a settlement, and the story is that Diaz may in fact be fighting again in 2016. This is unconfirmed. There is no settlement, but that's what they're working on. So for those of you that petitioned the White House, hoping that President Obama would take time out of his day to discuss Nick Diaz's weed smoking. Well, luckily for you, he may be fighting again next year.
Man, I hope tonight, speaking of Donald Trump, I hope that he brings up Zeb Coulter and Alberto Del Rio tonight while Ben Carson brings up his new friend Vitor Belfort. This could be a fun debate tonight.
I hope I get another chance with Bobby Lashley to ask him if Donald Trump asked him to be his running mate. Much like that WrestleMania match they did.
Secretary of Defense.
All right, everybody, we're completely out of time. Don't forget, later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio, talking the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame with Matt Farmer. Tomorrow, Observer Radio with Bob Backlund. All of these only for subscribers. Filthy Tom Lawler's on today as well. And then tomorrow, brand new Observer Live every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. That's it from here. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Sports Byline, the listeners and callers. Talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.